fourth quarter. Callan Hartwick had 9 points. Lucas Schenk with 3 points. Jacob Perry with 4 points. Cody Ross with 2 points. Curtis Dickinson with 5. And Cole Israelson with 17. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in the scoring books for Cass City tonight, and two of them in double digits. As far as free throws in the second half, they were perfect 5 for 100%, for 11 for 12 on the night, for 91.6% from the charity stripe on the road for Cass City. Not too bad, John.
Not too bad at all. I'll tell you what, you know, it was a pleasure to watch Cody Orban just put on a clinic tonight. This is a special player, and he's going to be deserves watching for the rest of the year. I mean, the people in Cass City are pretty fortunate. This is his last year, senior year. I know he's been giving him some good basketball over the last few years, but I'll tell you what, tonight was just special.
Cass City next game is on Thursday on the road at Bay City All Saints. Bad Axe is also on the road on Thursday at USA, a game we're actually covering on WLEB Sports. One interesting stat I'd like to point out, John, tonight, the Bad Axe Hatchets coming in tonight, and their averages in a loss at home, they average 43 points.
How about
and they
that?
Scored 42 tonight, but they typically give up 55, that 9 points higher than their average tonight.
You know, if we did stats on turnovers, we would have ran out of ink tonight. It seemed like a pinball machine in here tonight, and then, I'm not exactly sure that that's exactly what Cass City wanted, but it worked for them. For the Hatchets, like we said, they just shot the ball not as well as the Cass City Redhawks, and that was the difference in the ball game. But there's always another day, and Thursday we're going to get a chance to see the Hatchets go over and visit the Patriots at USA and, you know, see what they can redeem themselves.
John, what do you really think Bad Axe needs to do to get back on track here? They snapped their two-game win streak tonight by losing to Cass City, and now going into conference play here, there's no looking back.
You know, we were poking a little fun at the idea that if you want hardware, you can make as many mistakes as you can
okay,
from last night. But seriously, on a serious note, you really can't go in and make mistakes and beat a team like Cass City or USA if you're going to go ahead and just throw the ball helter-skelter. They have the tools. They have quick hands. They're fun to watch. And all they have to do is just take care of the ball. And that's I think, the key factor for the Bad Axe Hatchets is take care of the ball. That's the watchword for the Hatchets.
You know, we watched Cody Orban play last year, and he was a solid player, but he's really stepped his game up in the offseason and coming in over about a third through the season so far.
Oh, you're right. We made an observation during the game that he just makes people around him play that much better. It's fun to watch him survey the entire court. He knows where everyone is. He sets people up. And, of course, people are setting him up, too, and he's got that dangerous tray. He is by far, you know, one of the best ball players in this area. And if you haven't had a chance to watch him, folks, you need to get out to Cass City and watch this kid play. He's really something special.
And Orban, half his points, granted, did come from threes. He had four threes in the night, but he also was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. And throw in 3 other field goals on top of that. Balance through and through, and also control at the point guard and solid defense.
I would almost bet that his assist levels was also up there, too. That's something that we just don't have. You know,
we can only do so much, I suppose. Well, tonight's game broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Knights Insurance Agency, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Kohler Propane. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. The cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. John, closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts? Well, you know, it was an interesting ball game. You kind of wondered if the Hatchets were going to go ahead and get into it. Hey, that's basketball. It didn't happen tonight. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen in a couple nights from now. Yeah, you never know on any given night.
And speaking of a couple nights, a few here, we will be covering the Bad Axe at USA game on Thursday, sticking in the GTC West here as Bannack's goes on the road trying to get back to their winning ways. They are now at 3-3 for the season. So on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports Broadcasting team, John Mooney, color commentary, I'm Clark Ramsey, the host and producer of this broadcast. Back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, that's Justin. So we'll see you Thursday, 7 p.m., Bannack's at USA. Until then, so long.
Breezy with increasing cloud cover and the chance of a flurry after midnight. Overnight lows in near 30. Wind southwest increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour, producing wind chills in the teens. For Wednesday, morning cloud cover and flurries, then developing sun, windy with highs near 40, wind southwest to west of 15 to 25 miles per hour, producing wind chills in the low 30s. For Wednesday night, partly to mainly clear, temperatures drop to the mid-20s, winds out of the west at 10 to 20, easing overnight. Our Thursday looks like mostly sunny skies early on, then clouds on the increase, highs are in the mid to upper 30s, wind southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Matt Stevens. If you know the symptoms